At least two Palestinians have been killed after Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank and clashed with the residents. Israeli soldiers attacked Jenin refugee camp and opened fire on residents on Tuesday night. A Palestinian man was killed immediately and another succumbed to his wounds on early Wednesday. Several others were also wounded during the overnight raid. The occupied territories have been the scene of growing tensions since 2015, when Israeli forces imposed restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Hundreds of Palestinians have lost their lives at the hands of Israeli forces ever since. From the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, Mr. Napier joins us from Edinburgh. Mr. Napier, welcome to the program. Israeli aggression and violence continues on a day-to-day basis against the Palestinians. Give us your thoughts on the recent raids in the Jenin refugee camp.
I mean, it's simple continuity of the Israeli program to make life as hellish as possible for Palestinians by demolishing homes, by killing them, in order to establish a state where the overwhelming majority are Jewish Zionists from around the world. It's important to remember that the old Russian proverb is that a fish rots from the head, and the killers at grassroots level in Israel are encouraged by the head of the government. There's all sorts of dog whistles, there's all sorts of clues, and sometimes explicit injunctions to kill from government ministers. We have the Minister of Defense, let's not forget, is the thuggish Avigdor Lieberman, an ex-nightclub bouncer from Moldova before he moved to Israel. I mean, the whole Palestinian experience is one punctuated by periodic massacres, but in between the large massacres of thousands at a time, the killing continues. I mean, for example, Palestinians remember the name of Chris Hundall. Chris Hundall had the advantage of a British inquest jury, which ruled that he had been unlawfully killed by Israeli soldiers while protecting Palestinian school children from Israeli snipers, which begs the question, why should anyone need to be protecting Palestinian school children from Israeli snipers? And that's a question that your viewers really ought to ask. So the Palestinian experience is one punctuated by massacre. And the lawlessness of the situation in Israel-Palestine perhaps can be exemplified by the fact that any Palestinians who resist using any violence at all, or alleged violence, very often have their homes demolished or their homes sealed and the families expelled. But the three Jewish Israeli terrorists who burned the young man, burned his family to death. Recently, the Israeli court has ruled that their homes should not, of course, be demolished, because this is Jewish terrorism against Palestinians rather than Palestinian resistance against dispossession. So when you look at it in the round, the killings in Jenin camp, I've been to Jenin camp and I've seen the signs on the approach roads to Jenin that try to keep Israelis out so that they don't see what the Israeli government is doing to the Palestinians there. The killings in Jenin camp last night are simply part of this long-term pattern. I mean, the American Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges described how in Rafah, under Israeli occupation, although this journalist had traveled the world and seen women and children massacred many, many times, he said Palestine, Gaza, Rafah in Gaza was the only place he ever saw Palestinian children being killed for sport by Israeli soldiers.
Right.
So the full horror of the Israeli violence and criminality against the occupied people of Palestine, you can see a little bit of it from Jenin last night. But really, for the Israelis, for the people who are organizing the program of ethnic cleansing and Jewish supremacy, the killing of two is just another milestone on the road to having a Palestine that's free of Palestinians.
Thank you very much, Mr. Napier, from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Mr. McNapier speaking to us from Edinburgh.